Here's Trick on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Last night at the Inland Wetlands meeting and Salisbury Selectmen's meeting in Salisbury, the cease and correct order at 145 Taconic Road, Washington Heights in Salisbury, cutting and removal of vegetation in the upland review area along the railroad causeway without benefit of permits. It was a show cause hearing. The commission decided to lift the cease and correct order on that causeway. Landowner Jeffrey Keenan was at that meeting and addressed the situation. And at the Salisbury Selectmen's meeting, First Selectman Curtis Rand confirmed that a lawsuit has been filed against Salisbury in the Art Wilkinson situation. Region 1 received notification about positive cases of coronavirus in Region 1 in Kent. Two family members at Kent Center School middle school students have tested positive for coronavirus. The affected individuals have never been in the school building and have had no contact with any staff or student other than the middle school student, who is a sibling and who has not been in school since December 17th. The family members and the student remain at home in quarantine, according to the CDC preferred protocol. There's been no close contact in the school, so there is no need to close any classrooms at this time. Meanwhile, as part of their commitment to keeping customers and staff safe, McEnroe Organic Farm Market and Eatery is temporarily closed, effective yesterday, as two staff members have been exposed to an individual who recently tested positive for COVID-19. Currently, no staff member has shown any symptoms. They will reopen when they can safely and efficiently do so, as the health of the customers and staff is paramount to them. They thank you in advance for your patience and understanding. The leader of Connecticut's largest teachers union is urging school superintendents statewide to switch all classes to remote learning until at least the middle of the month, citing concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. The president of the Connecticut Education Association said many students and educators were to return to classrooms Monday before potential virus surges from the holiday season are over. He said many school districts already have moved to all distance learning through mid-January. He also called on the state to mandate more COVID-19 testing and said a new survey by his union and the American Federation of Teachers shows, quote, schools are not the safest places for children and educators, end quote, amid a pandemic. In December, Northwest Connecticut Community College students Renee Dunbar from Winstead and Kit Fitch from West Cornwall received National Science Foundation ATE Student Alumni Awards. According to the biology professor, the two students were 2 out of 30 community college students who received that award. The Warner Theater in Torrington, Connecticut is going to receive federal funds, and they are putting plans together for a fall reopening. The federal government has funded the Economic Assistance Program for Arts and Entertainment across the country. The $15 billion assistance program, known as Save Our Stages, was part of the latest $2.3 trillion COVID relief package and was signed into law by President Trump on Sunday. Rufus Durham, executive director of the Warner Theater, said the program will help the theater get to the other side of the pandemic and reopen in the fall. Due to the pandemic, the theater had to lay off 12 full-time employees and 78 part-time employees. Currently, the theater is employing 3 full-time employees and 6 part-time employees. Representative of labor unions and liberal-leaning advocacy groups in Connecticut demonstrated yesterday for higher taxes and more social spending on the steps of the state capitol. Progressive Democratic legislators seconded the policy demands of a coalition calling itself Bargaining for Common Good during a rally 2 days ahead of the opening of the legislative session. New coronavirus cases in New York State rose 15% in the week ending on Saturday as New York wrestles with a higher positivity rate and declining hospital beds. New York new caseload hit over 87,000 for the week, up 76,000 from the prior week, a rate that surpassed the national average. Over the weekend, New York topped more than 1 million cases overall since the pandemic last March. Virtual meals, plexiglass, competing outdoors, changes abound as high school sports will return to New York. The most trying and bizarre year of their life ended the strife on Friday morning. A quick reminder that they're not out of the woods, not even regarding sports. At this time, there's no definitive timeline for authorization of high-risk sports to resume competition from the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. On hold indefinitely are basketball, wrestling, cheerleading, and ice hockey, winter sports deemed high risk as it pertains to COVID-19, and much to the consternation of those involved. When those sports can begin will be determined by the State Department of Health and Governor Cuomo. James Taylor's groundbreaking audio memoir, Breakshot, My First 21 Years, ranks as Audible.com's most listened to original production of 2020. The online audiobook and podcast service owned by Amazon.com announced the number one ranking on its Instagram page last week. So meetings today. Well, there are none locally. Tomorrow, Wednesday, the Board of Education meets at Kent Center School at 5 p.m. Dover Zoning Board of Appeals, a regular meeting is happening via Zoom and YouTube. Town of Sheffield, Ashley Falls Historic District Commission has a meeting coming up Thursday at 4 p.m. It is going to be held via Zoom. The organizational meeting in the town of Ankrum will be held on January 7th at 6:30. Zoom information is on their website. Meanwhile, the agenda on the draft planning board meeting, which is being held at the Ankrum Town Hall on January 7th at 7 p.m., is available on their website. In Cornwall on Saturday from 4:30 to 6, Laurie Simons and Lena Dunham speak, an online screening and conversation on the music of regret. And there's a community health and wellness center coronavirus COVID-19 testing that is free January 11th, 9:30 until 12 noon at Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. Park in the lot and walk to tents at 38 Salmon Kill Road while supplies last. If you've been tested, it's quick, it's free, and it's confidential. 860-489-0931. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average stands at 30,223.89, the NASDAQ at 12,698.45, and the S&P 500 at 37.65 to open up today. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.